following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub!
11 o'clock, time to get up.
Unbelievable!
It is 11 o'clock, and that means it's time for the Doug and Danny Show with sports director Doug Duda.
There's a ray of sunshine in a gloomy, cloudy day.
What?
What's your name?
7:30, nails, 8, nails, it doesn't matter. And Big Daddy, Tony Davis.
If a monkey flies out of my butt at any minute, too.
Oh, that's right, it's a freaking Super Bowl! Oh, I can't believe it ended like that!
Doug and Daddy bring you some of the best interviews in Central Nebraska. Here is one of the happy interviewees.
I'm very honored to be on with two such esteemed journalists. This is a treat for me. I do appreciate the chance to talk to a lot of my good friends in the Tri-Cities area, notwithstanding the two of you who are jerks.
Let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome to the Doug Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I knew a long time ago we shouldn't put names on the show because in that way you could just say the name of the show no matter who was here or what they did or anything that had to do with who was on the show that day. And we're glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday. We're going to be pretty busy, we hope. We've got Doug Christensen, the chancellor at UNK, getting set to join us here in just a few minutes with our Loper Link. We'll also be talking with the winningest coach in men's basketball history in the NCAA, Don Meyer. He's going to be in Hastings. Jim Weeks and Don Meyer Leadership Academy at Hastings College coming up on Friday and Saturday. And Coach Meyer, who not only is a legendary coach, but then you find out as he's nearing retirement, he's in a terrible accident. Then they find out he's got cancer. They had to take his leg in the car accident. He's originally from Wayne, Nebraska. His ties are here to the Midwest. And, of course, his last coaching gig was at Northern State. And he has done a lot of good things, been at Western State, been at Utah, Lipscomb for a long, long time, and then went to Northern State. So Don Meyer set to join us here, we hope, at the bottom of the hour, and a preview of the Shrine Soccer Classic coming up in Hastings this weekend. That's all going on. Our thoughts on the NBA Finals. Tiger Woods not going to the U.S. Open. There's a lot that happened. The Major League Baseball draft. We know when Nebraska is going to be kicking off football games, and it's all part of today's program. But as we do on Wednesdays, we like to start off with our Loper Link, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance. Tire specialists have over 5 decades of service in the Tri-City area. And for more information on any of the Garrett tires or appliances or anything they do at the store, GarrettAppliance.com. It just occurred to me you haven't spoken yet. And the show's been going swimmingly well.
I thought it was interesting yesterday, and we said, but we both agreed, I think earlier, what, a week ago, that Terrell Pryor would not no longer play a down of football. I mean, yeah. That was another thing I was just going to throw
and
in.
And Will Bolt is a new associate coach at Nebraska. There just came out here in the last hour. Well, he's a red-hot commodity. We'll talk about him as well in Coach Day with the UNK baseball season winding down. But Blue Gold was on Monday, got to be a part of that again this year, and so did over 270 golfers and many more in the post-game celebration, I guess you would say, and the chancellor at UNK. Doug Christensen has a few minutes for us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning. Good morning, sir.
Maybe the chancellor's angry.
Maybe so. Maybe so. We have had a little phone problem this morning. Merritt, we might have to check back and go on the other line. We'll work on that here. But while we do that and try and get the Chancellor back with us on the Doug and Daddy Show today for our Loper Link, his time is limited this morning because of another meeting that he has to be a part of. The whole Terrell Pryor thing, nobody's really surprised about that, I don't think.
No, I think it was interesting, though, when he issued the statement through the attorney, because what college kid doesn't have an attorney? I think there's a lot of complications, and more stuff's obviously going to come out. But no surprise.
All right, let's try the Chancellor again. I think we have Chancellor Doug Christensen with us on our Loper Link. Good morning, Doug.
Gentlemen.
Great to be with you on this program today. We had a great day on Monday. Do we have totals, and how happy are you that you didn't have to hit any golf shots?
Well, I hit a couple, but, you know, I don't have a total yet. John McBride and his staff will probably get all that put together, but I think it was extremely successful. And judging from the number of golfers and the comments I heard afterwards, I think it's a huge success. And obviously, we really appreciate the support of everybody. And I got a chance to see you hit a shot. I assume since Tiger's out of the U.S. Open that that kind of frees a spot up for you now to go.
Yeah, it does. But I, on the alternate list, I'm 12,406,000, and that might be a little high.
Yeah, well, it probably wouldn't help the ratings either.
Doug, this has been one of the events that's been the biggest fundraiser of the year for UNK Athletics. It continues to sell out every year, and no surprise at the success of this event once again.
No, I don't think there is a surprise to that. I think the Kearney community in South Central Nebraska really supports this extremely well. They have a lot of fun with it. But as you begin to look at it, you know, now 20-some years, you see this become a tradition. And so we have people, I know a group that drives in from Grand Junction every year for this, and they sort of use it as homecoming week. They see their friends, and one comes in from Fort Collins and from Denver, and, you know, they'll play.
Apparently, we've lost Chancellor Christensen, so we'll try back there. I don't know if it was on our end or on the Chancellor's end, but again, talking with the Chancellor at the University of Nebraska at Kearney here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Still coming up on the program, we hope, Don Meyer, the winningest coach in NCAA men's basketball history. And we're going to go up to talk to Gabe Wortman at South Sioux City about the Shrine Soccer Classic, which is coming up on Saturday to be held at the Osborne Complex, Hastings College, hosting that once again 12 noon for the girls, and the boys scheduled to follow at about 2:30. So that is coming up on Saturday. Tomorrow on the show, Nebraska baseball coach Darren Erstad will join us. We'll get to talk about his new hire in Will Bolt, how it's been going in this first week, and what there's a lot of questions out there, and we'll see how many Coach Erstad can answer. And if you've got a question that you want to ask any of our guests, feel free to fire it to us here on the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Doug, obviously, while we try and reconnect with the Chancellor Christensen, going back to the what happens to the other four individuals with the Terrell Pryor deal that were suspended with him? Are the allegations going to become so deep that they will no longer be a part of this team? I mean, is this the first domino to fall? I mean, Terrell Pryor is obviously the star player and the marquee player, and everybody wants to go after him.
Well, outside of Ohio State, you can't name any of those players. Who cares? I mean, that's my feeling. I think maybe you have more of a feeling on this than I do. I could care less what happens to Ohio State and those five players right now, because I'm more focused on what Nebraska's going to do. It is funny, though. It was supposed to be a huge first Big Ten home game for Nebraska. Their best player and their head coach are both gone. Doug Christensen is back with us. Sorry, Doug, for the phone problems, but you were talking about folks coming back in, and just to kind of let you finish your thought on that.
Well, they do what a number of people, I don't know where it left off, but, you know, we have so many people who treat this as homecoming, too. They come back, they see campus, we give tours, and so what started off as a great amount of fun some 20 years ago is now really a grand tradition, and Loper Athletics relies a lot on this funding source, so it's got a lot of positives, not only for athletics, but for the campus as a whole.
Chancellor Doug Christensen with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We have a limited time, so I want to get to a couple questions that I wanted to ask you. We haven't had you on the show since UNO made their moves, I don't believe.
No.
Your thoughts on not them dropping football and then dropping wrestling. Your thoughts on, we have the feeling that, hey, one of the reasons we got UNK into this conference was so that they could be back in with UNO, Fort Hays State, and a couple other the old friends, as folks say, and they immediately bolt. I just wonder what your thoughts were.
Well, I think we're disappointed by that. Obviously, UNO is a good rival, particularly in football and basketball and volleyball, those sorts of things. And that wasn't the sole reason we left the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference, but certainly that was an attractive feature to us. But, you know, we still have six schools that are closer than our nearest RMAC competitor, and that's a huge draw for us. Those schools look a lot more like UNK and the MIAA than the RMAC schools do. And so for all the positive reasons, they're still there. It's unfortunate, you know. I think there's still some upheaval going on at UNO. John Christensen, the chancellor there, is a class guy. I think the world of John Christensen, and I know it's just been difficult for him. But from our point of view, we're going to move on, and we're excited. I think that's where John McBride's at today, is the MIAA meetings, and be anxious to become part of that.
Is it confusing right now for everybody involved? Because for all intents and purposes, there is still one more year in the RMAC.
There is. I got to tell you, I think it's going to be a long year from my point of view. I'm pretty anxious to get back over and compete in the MIAA. They have been very classy with us. They have included us in meetings. They're letting us have voices in scheduling. Even though we're not a voting member yet, they've included us. They've had outreach to us. That probably has not been the case with the RMAC. You know, they voted not to let us vote on any of their expansion things. They've started to sort of distance themselves from Kearney, and that's natural. It's going to be an awkward 1 year. After that, I think we're pretty smooth sailing, and things look really good. And so the first year here, well, this next year, will be I just think it's an awkward year for us.
UNK Chancellor Doug Christensen with us for another minute on the Doug and Daddy Show before we send him off to the rest of his day's duties. Doug, we've made the observation on the show that we've kind of seen a turn in some of the programs at UNK. And I look at baseball. For years it was down. Now it's about as good as any program on campus. Football
yeah.
has stepped up. Volleyball has maintained. Basketball's dropped off, softball's dropped off. I mean, we could talk about every single one. I just wonder your thoughts on the last season and where UNK athletics is.
Well, I think for me it starts with student-athletes, and I'm really proud of our student-athletes. I think we continue to have campus leaders who are student-athletes, and we brought in some programming this year that our student-athletes really have been drawn to, and that's the part of I chose Division II for a reason. I want to balance being a student-athlete. Success on and off the field, I think it goes to the coaches and clearly to the athletic director, that they're class people. They put athletics out there as the real visible part, but those students are just that. They're students first, and I think you're not going to have a national champion in every sport every year, but if I'd have to look at the quality of people that we're producing without looking at wins and losses, I'm thrilled, and I think that they really do put out a good front porch, if you will, for our campus. Most people will come and see our athletic programs. They like what they see, and they're great role models for a number of other students who we're trying to recruit in the future.
Doug, everybody wants to talk about the football deal and the scholarship deal. You had an opportunity to go to the football banquet. Just your overall thoughts on the progress that's been made in the 2 short years that group's put that deal together. And I guess it goes in with yesterday as well.
Well, I think the football progress, you know, Daryl Morris took this on as a great challenge. He had two choices. He could say, gee, we're going to the MIAA, and there's no way we're going to compete, and we're just going to go get our heads handed to us and could go crawl in a hole. He's absolutely not done that. He's begun to recruit MIAA quality caliber student athletes. The fundraising efforts are very rewarding because we're going to be able to offer more scholarships and get some depth into the program. And so I'm really proud of that football program. I think they've taken that on as a challenge, and I think the other sports for UNK athletics are looking at it the same way. It's a great opportunity, and you know, at the end of the day, kids want to compete at the highest level, and so you can win the neighborhood block in Minden and be the best basketball team and on the 200 block in North Minden. That's fun, but you really kind of like to be the city champion or the county champion or the state champion, and you want to compete at those high levels, and I think that's the competitive nature of our coaches, and we're going to get there. It's not going to happen again in the next 2 years. But, boy, I think we're on a great trajectory, making good progress.
Well, Doug, I know you've got a meeting to get to. Anything else you wanted to mention before we let you go?
You kind of went in and out on me. I know we're going to end here, but I want to just leave you with one thought. We really appreciate the support we get from all the media outlets and the people who watch, cover, who are interested in UNK sports. And I think the future is really bright, and people shouldn't sit and look and say, oh, gee, the state budget's bad, everything's bad. It's not. If you come up here on campus, things are in good shape, and everybody's got their head up, and we really appreciate the support of everybody.
And, Doug, we just want to thank you because those championship golf hats from the Blue Gold, snazzy and fit perfectly.
I got to tell you, you went out on me there a little bit. So if you said something nice, I'd like to hear it again. If you didn't, my mother will really be embarrassed. So
I was just going to tell you that those championship blue gold golf hats fit real well.
Oh, well, we'll get you one.
Thanks, Doug. Oh, thanks, Doug. Take care,
thank
buddy.
You, gentlemen.
We'll see you. That is
Doug
Christensen, Chancellor at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. One thing that happened, and again, we could have talked to the chancellor for a long time, but UNK third out of this 14-team conference in the Sportsmanship Cup. They've done it 5 years. They've been in the top three every year. They won it the first year, Colorado Christian the last 3 years, Chadron State this year. That's always weird because then you kind of look at who's towards the bottom. And they rate the players, the fans, the staff, and the coaches. And UNK was pretty much third across the board in all of those. Although you see some changes. Their players are right. I mean, they were all right there. So congratulations on that feat as well.
It, you mentioned talking to me about a lot of things. Obviously, people are going to want to hear more about the plans to expand campus and all the new buildings that have went up. And I think that's the thing. When people come back, and it was just a year ago during a football Saturday that I had an opportunity, just went over early before a football game and walked through campus to see the new buildings. And folks, if you haven't done it,
you walked?
I actually did.
Okay.
And to see the new dorm rooms and what used to be there and all the renovations that have been done on campus is truly amazing. And you can see when you give back to the university, your actual dollars of work, it's really amazing. And I think people become overwhelmed and really get excited about what's going on up there.
That is our Loper Link for this week, brought to you by Garrett Tire Tread and Appliance. For more information on Garrett's Tires and Appliances, log on to GarrettAppliance.com. And by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. Don't forget our three words of the week. Use them in an email any way you want. Serious email, funny email, or an email that really doesn't say much, like some of them do. All you have to do is use these three words: hot, hungry, performance. Hot, hungry, performance. Use those any way you want in an email, and you've got a chance to win a large combo meal from Big Daddy's Deli on Friday's show. Two locations in Hastings, one in Kearney. Irish Ken has now fired in. He says, now I've heard it all. Eric Crouch participating in the Omaha Nighthawks minicamp. Former Heisman winner. How sad. Number two, former Nebraska quarterback Mickey Joseph, who is currently an offensive line coach, promoted to interim head coach at a small NAIA school. Offensive line coach? And three, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the name Brett Favre one more time. Irish Ken.
Yeah, Mickey Joseph, Langston College, I believe.
He's part of this U.S. world team that one of the Hastings assistant coaches is on. That is going overseas this summer, and Mickey Joseph is a part of that. To Coach Brown joining him and all the folks that are going overseas, which is an interesting little tidbit, I guess you would say.
Yeah, he's starting to reemerge.
Coach Jordan Brown for the U.S. men's national team.
I think that came across this morning with the Mickey Joseph. His name continues to pop up on radars, and I don't know if obviously his goal is to be a Division I coach or if just influencing young men is his deal. And
let's remember, let's not make fun of Mickey Joseph. Okay, he didn't stand out as a great football player at Nebraska. We all know that. And that he was part of the teams right before Nebraska got good again, before Frazier came in, before Nebraska became dominant.
Great again. He was good.
Yeah, before it became great again. And it was his teams that made Tom Osborne realize that they needed to change what they did in Lincoln. More speed, change the style of player that they brought in, and it all worked out. But how many head coaches do you know that were great players? Very, very few at any level. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, the winningest coach in NCAA men's basketball history, Don Meyer, after this.
The following is a radio advertisement for Mountain Dew.
Hey, you want a Mountain Dew?
Sure, thanks. Man, this tastes awesome.
This has been an advertisement for Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew is a great-tasting, citrus-charged soft drink. Mountain Dew is only for people bold enough to live life on their own terms. Do not drink Mountain Dew if you are timid, easily frightened, or strive to blend in, as the refreshing charge of Mountain Dew may cause you to try new things. Do not combine Mountain Dew with lame stuff. Do not drink Mountain Dew in excess, unless you want to. Side effects may include spontaneity, laughter, fierce individuality, an unbridled sense of enthusiasm, better taste in music, and a severe lack of boredom. Do not taunt Mountain Dew. Use caution when combining Mountain Dew with serene activities such as yoga, meditation, sheep counting, or watching paint dry. In the rare case that a bottle of Mountain Dew lasts for more than 4 hours, it may need some ice because it's probably warm.
Side effects are different on the mountain. Mountain Dew, it's different on the mountain.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories a true outdoorsman like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse, boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen. Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
A mix of clouds and sunshine for your day today. Northeast winds 10 to 20, a high temperature of 79 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a chance of scattered showers and storms developing. Northeast winds 10 to 20 with a low around 54.
Right now, 70.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. With all that's going on in the world of sports, you've got Yankees, Red Sox, you got the NHL, you got the NBA, you've got golf, you've got everything else you want to watch out there.
Why not watch them all at once?
Exactly. You can do it at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. And today is Wednesday, so that means Burger Night.
Whether you're talking Kearney, whether you're talking Grand Island, all the burgers off the menu, $5. All the great burgers, even the Totally Jack Burger. That's mushroom burger, bacon burger. Doesn't matter. All the burgers on the menu, $5. $5. Pretty simple, folks. Go in, check it out. That's just one of the great food and drink specials they've got going on day and night at the Chicken Coop. You want their Texas lunch specials as well? Here's how you do it. Text 28444. You enter PBA Coop. PBA Coop. COOP. That's how it works. Every Monday, they'll send you the homestyle special, the lunch special, which is conveniently $6.
This week, it's beef and cheddar sandwich with your choice of a side item. Only $5.99, so from 11 to 4 daily. Beef and cheddar sandwich, I've had it before, and it's very tasty.
Only at the Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island.
All right, NBA Finals. Don't want anybody making a big deal of this. LeBron didn't show up last night, so be it. All right, fine. Again, there's just so little to talk about that this is all that can be talked about on the national airwaves today. Leave the man alone. It just proves that he's not Michael Jordan. Leave the man alone. I'm going to tell you one thing. Tomorrow night, if you keep poking the monster, he's going to eat you. All right? And LeBron could go for 40 tomorrow night in Game 5, which Miami will win, and then go home and win Game 6. They've all been close. Dallas has had to come back both times that they've won. Pretty substantial comebacks. 9 points last night, 15 the first time in the fourth quarter. It's obvious to me that Miami is the better basketball team, or Dallas wouldn't be coming from behind all the time. And yes, you got to be good to be able to rally from behind. No doubt about it. I think the rally last night was totally different than Game 2, where Miami thought they had it in the bag and did what you can never do. They let off the gas. Last night, Dallas at home with a sick Dirk still found a way to win the basketball game because Miami quit making shots.
Quit making shots, but I wish people would get off of Dwayne Wade and get off of LeBron James and quit. What did they do wrong? And give Dallas a little credit.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's so difficult.
It's not just Dirk. He only had 21 last night.
Going into the game, it was Jason Terry needs to play well. And Jason, you know, Dirk said something in a press conference that might have hurt Jason Terry's feelings. And they went back and forth and talked about that the whole pregame. Well, Jason Terry stepped up last night, played his ass off, and put this team back on the map. And I think he's one of those players. Tyson Chandler, great game. Give those guys some credit instead of what Dwayne Wade will go down as one of the biggest goats in NBA final history if they don't win. I don't see that. What, give somebody some credit instead of trying to be negative all the time and tear somebody apart.
Watch the piece on Mike Miller's newborn child and then shut the hell up. That's what I got to say. Mike Miller used to be a thug, right? I mean, that was his image.
He was rough.
He all tatted up. Yeah. He was pretty cocky coming out of college. He was really cocky coming out of college. South Dakota boy, he's given $1 million back to a children's hospital. They just had their third child. It was a young girl during the Chicago series. Multiple complications. She's doing okay now, but I mean, maybe something that they're going to have to look at with the holes in the heart as she becomes old enough that maybe they can do something about that. I mean, just one of those things that, yeah, it's basketball. This has been a great series. Four great games. Close, all of them. Down to the wire, all of them. If you're finding a reason to complain about this, I mean, you're right. During the four games, it's what did the other team do to lose, not what did the team that won do to win. And it's getting a little out of hand. It's getting a little out of hand.
I just thought it was great down the stretch. You had one team that I think they just willed themselves to win. And you can say they were hungry. Well, you know what? The Heat were hungry, too. They wanted to win that game last night. I just think down the stretch, Dallas really, really played good basketball.
Folks want to compare and contrast. Okay, let's do that. If you want to do that, these teams in Miami specifically right now are proving they're not one of the greatest teams of all time. So they're not. Maybe in 3 years they will be. Why does it have to be now? It's always got to be now. Now. God, I can't wait for Bubba Starling to come up because he's better than Taylor Martinez and Breon Carnes, who were great last year and we wanted him here. it just, again, the grass is greener theory that I've harped on this show for years, and that's what we're looking at right here. Let's get back to watching and listening to great basketball tomorrow night, Game 5, right here on ESPN Radio. And Stanley Cup, wow, that's getting interesting with one player suffering the concussion and is out physically, and the player that laid the concussion on him out because of disciplinary action. That seems like as fair a trade, I guess, as you can get. I don't know, though, Tony. I look, and I'm watching hockey, and I guess I just don't know how illegal that hit was. Hockey fans going to have to tell me if that was an illegal hit. I don't know. You can skate up and down the ice 50 times, and nobody makes contact. And then all of a sudden, you just say, hey, I'm going to take you out. And it's just like the Buster Posey injury. You can have 100 collisions at home plate and never a problem. But that 101st snaps an ankle, out for the year. Concussion, severe, out for the rest of the series. I mean, you can't pick and choose. Once in a while, I guess it's going to happen. You've got to determine whether you're going to let this stuff happen or not let it happen.
But when you do that, obviously that's a one-lunch penalty in my favor. And I think you must accept that penalty when your player was the one that cheated.
Well, I just want you to know that my team is still ahead. And when I nail Miami winning in six over Dallas and explain to you before the series how it would happen, and it exactly plays out like that, that's like the 100 times bonus. I wouldn't 100 times you because I know you'd never pay off. But it will be like a 10 times bonus. It'll be like 10-time exact prediction for series. So there you go.
Fair enough. I just think the game's going to continue to be great, and I think they will continue to be great. Hopefully. I hate to see Dirk over there with a towel over his head. You knew he felt miserable last night. I just think it'd be pretty, get rid of that cold. I want to see him at 100%. Yeah, 21 points isn't going to cut it. He needs, that team, along with everybody else, they need Dirk. I think they need 35 out of Dirk, and he's that special player. He can do that, no problem.
Well, it should be good. Tiger Woods not in the U.S. Open. Are we getting to the point now we don't care?
I don't know if you don't care. You just shake your head at how bad is this injury? Why did you even try and play until the deal was healed fully and you could play?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, that's a frustrating part. And I don't know. You think maybe he was getting close as far as hitting fairways back to where he once was, and the game was maybe coming together a little bit, and you're going to see maybe another great run?
I think it's interesting. I think Jack Nicklaus commented publicly, and I still think Tiger Woods listens to Jack Nicklaus. They may not get in a room together all the time or get on the phone all the time or send an email or a text back and forth all the time, but if Tiger Woods is going to listen to somebody, I think he's still going to listen to what Jack Nicklaus has to say. It's like all the young kids in Bertrand listening to what you have to say.
Well, that is true. Golf needs Tiger Woods. Nobody watches these tournaments when Tiger's not in them.
Not as much. As good as these guys are, when you're Luke Donalds and you're Ian Poulters and you're
Bubba Watt. I mean, you name any of
the guys that are up there in the top 10 right now that aren't Phil Mickelson. I'll give Lee Westwood his due. He's been around a while. People know who Lee Westwood is, but it's no different than what we've had from the pre-Tiger era. And do you realize that's 14 years ago?
It seemed like 2 years ago when it just got started. All the excitement and it used to be, where are they at this week? Where's the big traveling circus? And now it's just like, oh, Boo Weekly went great.
It'll be just as exciting to go to the Cox Classic, which we'll do, and we'll give you a chance as a listener to go to the Cox Classic coming up that first week in August. As our couple of months move along here, we've got a lot coming up, and as much as we love summer, it just seems to keep on trucking. And always camps going on, always All-Star Games going on. You've got the Nebraska Kidney Association All-Star Games in Minden for the four conferences, Fort Kearney, Lou Platte, Southwest, and Twin Valley. They play volleyball Thursday, girls basketball Friday, and boys basketball Saturday, all beginning at 5 o'clock. And we'll be down there as part of that, or I will be down there the next three nights, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And also, if you're looking at camps, the Twister Wrestling Camp is coming to Kearney with collegiate wrestlers and Kearney alum, Kearney Catholic alum, two kids from Kearney, Tim Crocker and Michael Klingensmith, putting on the Twister Wrestling Camp June 21st through the 23rd. Kindergarten through fourth grades go in the morning, and those that are above that go fifth grade and above go from 1 to 3 and then 6:30 in the evening for those 3 days, June 21st through the 23rd. Provides advanced technique to students on the junior high and high school level while showing basic skills to the younger students. For more information, you can get a hold of Tim at 293-7225. 293-7225 to be part of the Twister Wrestling Camp. We'll take a break. Be back with more after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the try it free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Back to the Midway Auto Broadcast booth. Think Midway and think hassle-free at Midway. ThinkMidway.com. When you're thinking hassle-free at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac, you are there and getting the best deal that you can possibly get, because every new and certified pre-owned vehicle clearly priced, so you don't have to waste time with grueling negotiations. You can always feel confident that you get the best price, and when you're done, first year's maintenance free, lifetime of car washes free. They take care of you after the sale. Go to their website, prepare to come in, and then right there or on the vehicle that you want, there's the hassle-free price, and you don't have to worry about it. You're going to be taken care of. And the great thing about the website is they'll let you compare across the nation, across the state, and it shows you right there that at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, you are getting the best price. Midway, hassle-free service for you. Think Midway.com, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Well, we are pleased to be joined on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio in Hastings and Kearney, Nebraska, by a true legend of men's basketball. You think Bobby Knight, you think Mike Krzyzewski, you think Don Meyer, who has coached in the business through 2010, retired in 2010 from Northern State, but has been at Western State and a Utah assistant, and then Hamlin and Lipscomb, has won a national title there and went from Northern State in 99 to 2010, and he is the winningest men's basketball coach in history. Born right here in the great state of Nebraska in Wayne, and Don Meyer will be in Hastings Friday and Saturday for their Leadership Academy, along with Beatrice coach Jim Weeks, and we sure welcome Coach Meyer to the Doug and Daddy Show. Don, good morning, and how are things in South Dakota today?
Well, I'm in Nashville, so...
He's traveling.
I can't tell you how it is in South Dakota. Well, but I know it's a lot of water, boy, and it's going to be flowing all summer long. They say they won't quit opening up the dams until probably late in August to early September. So it's a tough deal up there for a lot of people.
Don, we're so happy to have you on the show, and I think a lot of people have saw the features and the stories on you on SportsCenter and all that ESPN has done with you. Take us back, though, to when you began coaching. Why were you driven there? Why was that your calling to coach young men?
Because I wasn't a good enough baseball pitcher to make it professional, so I had to do something. I don't know if you really understand. I think early you want to stay close to the game, and you want to keep playing, and you maybe can't, so you're around it. But I think eventually you better love teaching, and you know, I always try to tell young coaches, coach for the love of the game and for the players. So if you don't love the game, if you don't love the players, then it's going to be a miserable existence. And then once you do have that, then you'll develop traits of a servant leader, and that's what you'd have to really be successful.
Don, when did you first get that love? Was it in Wayne, Nebraska, in high school, college? When did you know you were going to be okay as a basketball player?
I knew I was going to be a better basketball player than I was a farmer. So that was the deal. I wasn't near as nervous playing basketball or baseball as I was farming. So it was a lot better for me just to get off the farm. Now, sometimes when you get into coaching, then you wish you could go back to the farm. But that was it for me. I mean, my dad always encouraged it. My mom was great about getting us where we needed to be. And I had some great coaches early in my baseball, and that really spurred me on. And then I went to basketball from a coaching standpoint, you just can't. Baseball, all the jobs are filled before they're open. And basketball, you at least have a chance at it, I'd say. But baseball jobs are really hard to get good jobs, and there are only so many of them, and where the weather's good and you have a chance to be, you know, really play great baseball.
Don, what does it mean to you personally to be listed and mentioned with the greats and Bobby Knight and the Mike Krzyzewskis and the Dean Smiths and names like that?
I lost a little bit of your question, but you're probably asking where you get ideas from, and we got them a lot from Bobby Knight, as I think Coach Trader did too. And then we really studied a lot of coaches. But I think Knight's always been a great teacher. John Wooden, great philosophically, and was a great friend to me in my latter years coaching. And then Dean Smith, you can always learn from him. But there are so many coaches you can learn from that aren't, you know, big-name coaches that just really do a great job, especially great high school coaches.
If Bobby Knight's one of those people that you took things from, How did you not yell and scream and take that side of what Bobby Knight did?
Well, I think everybody can work with somebody and still be their own personality. And that's not to say I didn't yell and scream. I mean, in practice, you know, and then the gyms we played in, they're small gyms and usually packed, so you almost have to yell or you can't be heard. It's everybody's different. Everybody's got a different personality. Some people have more than one personality. And I just think it's great to adapt from coaches. Don't adopt everything. You can't adopt everything John Wooden did, and you can't adopt everything Bobby Knight did. You've got to adapt what will work in your situation. Get all the good ideas, but you can't use all the good ideas.
Legendary basketball coach Don Meyer is with us on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. He's coming in for the Leadership Academy at Hastings College Friday and Saturday. Don, what is this Leadership Academy, and the folks that are on hand, what will they be seeing and learning?
Well, basically, it's a lot of common sense. It's just taking principles of athletic competition and building teams there and exerting leadership there and doing the same thing in a business sense or coaching sense or administrative situation. All of us are leaders and all of us are teachers, whether we want to be or not.
I'm sure a lot of things you have learned here in the last couple of years, and for folks that don't know, Don awarded the Jimmy V Award for Perseverance by the ESPYs in 2009, went through the accident, has found out now that you have cancer. How has that really changed your life in the last couple of years here?
I lost a little bit of the last of that one, but could you just repeat the last part of it?
I was just wondering how the events since the car accident in the last couple of years have changed your mind about how life is lived after having so much success as a basketball coach.
You guys still got me there?
Yeah, we have Coach Meyer. We've had some phone problems this morning, and we sure apologize for that. Coach, I was just wondering if you can still hear me, how things have changed for you personally in the last couple of years with your trials and tribulations.
Yeah, we keep cutting out, but here the biggest thing for me has been a lot less stress because you're not coaching the team. You don't have to worry constantly about what the kids are doing classroom-wise and behavior-wise. And then just trying to get them with the right frame of mind. to be successful. But I've got a bigger team to work with. We've got more people to work with now with the talks all around the country. And it's not a year-long thing or a 4 or 5 year thing, but I think it's a bigger team, and we get a chance to make some impact and to help some people. So it's been a lot of fun, to tell you the truth. I really enjoy it.
Will you ever have time just to relax, Don?
Well, I tell you what, getting away, I'm only in Aberdeen 4 days this month, so that would be a lot of relaxation. But when I'm back, they're getting caught up as a bear. So, but it's so much easier than coaching. I can't even do. I spoke to 6,500 people the other day in Atlanta at the $1 million round table, and I'll tell you what, it's a lot easier than anything you do coaching-wise. I mean, it's because you're just responsible for yourself, and you have no one to blame but yourself if it doesn't work. And the variables you have to deal with coaching, I mean, I can't imagine football dealing with that many kids. It's tough enough with basketball.
Don Meyer, for the last minute with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, you've been in it so long. Don, what's been the most pleasing part of your career to you?
Oh, I just think I loved every bit of it. I mean, even the misery was better than a lot of other guys' greatest fun, most ecstatic moments to me. I think if you're sick for coaching, it's just sort of like an addiction. You can't live without. That's sort of what came up with me, I think, really.
Don, it was really great having you on the program, and I think a lot of people are looking forward to seeing you this Friday and Saturday in Hastings. Thanks so much.
Thanks for the time, Coach. We sure appreciate it. We'll see you in Hastings.
Well, I got in Hastings, but so I'm going to go with it.
We'll see you.
I'm looking forward to being down there. Mike is a great coach, and I really always admired the way he did his job. Jim Weeks is a great coach, and Jim's a great friend, and so is Mike. So that's going to be fun just in itself. And then we had our honeymoon started at Hastings 43 years ago. We were recruiting an American Legion regional, and so we know a little bit about Hastings, that's for sure. And then he even had a football coach or two that came out of there that were pretty good.
Well, we can't wait to see you this weekend, Don. Thanks for giving us some time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Safe travels. Don Meyer, again, we apologize. I think on this one it was a little bit of phone. He's in Nashville. We're here. We really apologize. It couldn't just be, you know, Damon Day, who we talk to every week. But, you know, today we talked to one of the legends of the sport, and Coach Meyer. We appreciate him working with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Wits against the world, no compass. The answer is false. A farmer's agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, Golic, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast, free nights. No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, those are good reasons.
Oh, I know. You make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Golic. No, the real reason, after a night's stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
The thing about machines and engines, if they ain't broke, they will be. It's just a matter of degrees and time, and that's why K&K Parts are good people to know. At K&K, hard-to-find parts aren't hard to find, and neither is top-quality machining when you need a part created, or batteries for everything from camcorders to tractors. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, head to K&K, 1204 South Central Kearney.
Hard-to-find parts aren't hard to find here. K&K Parts Company.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, golf, basketball, bowling, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 11th through the 14th in Kearney. Sign up by going to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2011 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine for your day today. Northeast winds 10 to 20, a high temperature of 79 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a chance of scattered showers and storms developing. Northeast winds 10 to 20 with a low around 54.
Right now, 70.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget, next week we're going to be giving away an entry to the Broken Bow Country Club's two-man golf outing for Saturday and Sunday, June 18th and 19th, and we will be giving away a entry to that. It's $70 a man, so if you don't win the entry, you still want to get in. June 18th and 19th, 10 a.m. shotgun both days for the two-man, two-day extravaganza at the Broken Bow Country Club. Calcutta long drive contest, putting contest, wedge contest, golf games will all follow Saturday's round. Tournament format is nine holes. It's everyone's different. Best ball, alternate, scramble, aggregate. It's there, Broken Bow Country Club, June 18th and 19th. And next week, we'll be giving away an entry for one two-man team, courtesy here of the Doug and Daddy Show.
Long drive contest. You heading up for that?
No. No. Cody Ashe goes to Philadelphia in the fourth round, and Casey Hotman goes to the New York Mets in the 26th round yesterday. Two Creighton players going yesterday, outfielder Trevor Adams and Jonas Dufik. Also, he goes to Houston in the ninth round, and Adams goes to Texas in the 16th round. Texas A&M does win their regional yesterday, 3-0 over Arizona. So Texas and Texas A&M representing the Big 12 in super regional play. Hastings, 5 points, scored 7 runs in the seventh to beat Home Federal 10-9 last night in a crazy, crazy ball game. Also, Hastings Imperial Homes beat Wells Fargo. For Kearney, the team split. 5 points beat St. Paul, while the Little Caesar seniors lost. And Post 52 juniors lost to North Platte, but the runs of seniors won 7-0 to get their 10th win of the season. And Nebraska football, just in case you haven't heard, their first three games now have their time set, and thank God none of them are at 11 in the morning. September 3rd opener against Tennessee Chattanooga, 2:30. September 10th against Fresno State, 6 o'clock. And the September 17th game against Washington, the bludgeoning that will take place on ABC that day will kick off at 2:30. I'm calling for it now, and I will continue to call for it unless something catastrophic happens between now and then. This Saturday, I'm sorry, Washington, I mean, it's not like a Texas game. You are going to get beat like you haven't been beat since we beat you last year. That's what it's going to be like. The Shrine Soccer Classic is coming up Saturday in Hastings. The girls' game is at 12 noon. The boys' game is at 2:30. Tomorrow we'll talk with Kearney Catholic head coach Mark Bonk about the boys' game. But right now we're pleased to be joined on the Doug and Daddy Show by the head coach of the North team for the girls out of South Sioux City. Gabe Workman joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Gabe, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing great. I know camp gets going tomorrow. You got to be looking forward to seeing all this talent in one general area.
Yeah, I mean, it's you can't ask for anything more. You get the opportunity to work with what theoretically are some of the best seniors in the state. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they bring to the table and what we can do with them in a short amount of time.
Gabe, I'll be honest. Soccer is very, very limited as far as my knowledge of the game. But when you get a group like this together, offensively, is there a system that you put in place? I mean, is it your system? Are there different plays you run? How complicated is that to install?
Well, it's, I mean, putting a system in is going to be difficult in a very, like, three, in the three practice sessions that we have. So we're not going to try to make anything too complex, go out and hopefully get them knocking the ball around, comfortable with each other. I mean, tactically, we want to try to play our formation, which is three up top, three centrally in the center midfield, and then four in the back. But, you know, we'll have to see what happens and how they handle what we throw at them here in the first couple of days.
So it becomes pretty limited then at what you can do.
Yeah, it does. I mean, the good thing is that we've, you know, there's a lot of players coming in who have a lot of experience, you know, at the high school level and probably a lot at the club level too. So they've seen a lot of different things. And they've been, I'm sure a lot of them have seen, they've been at the ODP level where you get brought in real quick and you have to train in a short amount of time to do, you know, to then go off and play in a tournament against other states. So, you know, that I think is a positive that we have going for us, to some of the players have seen that environment already.
Gabe Wortman of South Sioux City is with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Gabe, how familiar are you with most of the girls on your team? You're going to have to maybe learn something about the Class A kids. How familiar are you with your players?
You know, I'm not too overly familiar because being up here in Sioux City, it's not like I get a chance to go watch a lot of the other stuff going on in Omaha. I mean, we play like the OFCs and the Toros and the other clubs down in that area when we do some club stuff and whatnot. So I'm able to, you know, become familiar there. But to really get out and watch the high school soccer in Omaha, I don't get a chance to, being 90 miles away. But luckily I have, you know, Troy out of Elkhorn, who's helping me, who is one of the assistant coaches. And then, Gina from Fremont, you know, and they're both very familiar with the players out of Omaha and Lincoln, being much closer. So they're able to give, you know, they were instrumental in who we really wanted to go after and pick for the roster and whatnot.
But when you pick this roster, does everybody get to play their general, normal position, or you got to move people around to fit what your team has?
Yeah, we're going to move some people around. I know we took one player, who was, you know, advertised as being, you know, a left-sided midfielder, and we took that envisioning them being kind of a left back and moving them back one, and then hopefully giving them some freedom to get forward. You know, for the most part, yeah, we tried to pick, you know, players who could fit into positions already, and that would help us, you know, bring them together a little quicker, but...
And again, we've been bitten by the cell phone bug here today. We apologize for that. We'll try and catch up with Gabe for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show as the Shrine Soccer Classic gets ready for Saturday, 12 noon for the boys, 2:30 for the girls. And on the girls' side for the North, which Coach Wortman will be working with, Julia Birchall of Kearney and Samantha Harvey from Grand Island. On the south side, Linnea Larson and Kristen Larson of Holdridge and Ashton Pulowski of Hastings are the girls that will be playing from this area on the Shrine Soccer Classic at 12 noon. Hastings College coming up on Saturday, so we hope you can get out and enjoy that as well. Don't forget tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, hopefully we can get all this technical stuff worked out, which they're working on right now. We expect to be joined by Nebraska baseball coach Darren Erstad. We'll also talk with Mark Bonk about the boys' side of the Shrine Soccer Classic. We'll talk about the All-Star games going on in Minden tomorrow as well. So keeping busy. And then Friday, some Belmont talk. Belmont Stakes with no Triple Crown entry. Joe Drape is expected to join us as well. And I got to think he's going to like Animal Kingdom again.
That's where that would be the logic as we head in there. But New York Times, we'll go catch up with Joe. He loves to talk horse racing, and we love to talk with Joe Drape.
Well, Gabe Wortman is back with us for just another minute here. Gabe, sorry about the phone difficulty, but I just want to ask you, what are you expecting from this matchup? What's the strengths of your team, and on paper, what do you think the strengths of the South team are?
I think we're going to be strong going forward, getting in and trying to find the back of the net. We didn't have a whole lot to choose from as far as the, you know, filling in the back. So I think we're going to be stronger. We're going to look maybe to get, you know, play a little bit more direct and get in and get forward that way. You know, as far as the South goes, I'm assuming they'll probably be in the same boat we are, because again, bringing all those kids in, you don't have that much time to put in the system and whatnot. So I imagine they're going to be strong going forward and being a little bit more direct that way.
And, of course, it all goes for, I mean, so many people are familiar with the Shrine Bowl for the football, but this also is a good event and a good fundraiser, and it goes to a good cause as well with the Shrine.
Yeah, I mean, you can't ask to be a part of a better, you know, anything better than that, you know, getting the opportunity to work with the Shrine and what they do and how they help in the community and whatnot.
Okay, we'll let you get back to your day. Safe travels down to Hastings, and we look forward to a great game on Saturday. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Take care. Gabe Wortman of South Sioux City, one of the girls' coaches that will be coming in. And, of course, all of the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Where right now, when you buy a Whopper or the new Angry Whopper, which we get when the phones aren't working, you get a free drink. And who wouldn't want a free drink on a warm summer day at BK? Two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Will Bolt, new assistant coach, associate head coach, named by Darren Erstad, as we told you at the top of the program. And I think we've got to most of the day's sports, so we'll give you an update here on our noontime sports of what's going on at the match play championship. Reed Wiebe of Sutton, the only boy from the area that was left, and Daniel Lemick cruised to two wins yesterday. Should be wrapping up her semifinal match right now.
How many holes she had to play yesterday? Do we know that?
She won 7-6 and 6-5, so that means 36 minus 11, she played 25 holes.
Okay, so she's probably not tired at all.
Probably not. She's used to this. We want to thank our guests on the show today, Gabe Wortman, South Sioux City girls soccer coach, also to Chancellor Doug Christensen at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, and to the legend Don Meyer, winningest men's basketball coach in history. He'll be in Hastings for a leadership conference going on this weekend. Tomorrow, among our guests, Nebraska baseball coach Darren Erstad.
Hey, we're looking forward to that. We'll see you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.